Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Laura Nichols, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and history teacher at Harrison College. On this day, January 15, 1938, Barbadians read in the pages of the Barbados Observer of the report of the Unrest Commission of 1937, or the Dean Commission after its chairman, Sir George Dean. Following the deadly rebellion which engulfed the island from July 26, 1937 to about August 3, 1937, Governor Sir Mark Young appointed a commission to investigate the causes of the upheaval and recommend steps to be taken to avert further unrest. It would be one of three commissions appointed to investigate the 1937 revolt. The others were the Williams Commission, appointed to investigate the conduct of the police and volunteer force during the revolt, and the Royal Commission of 1938-1939, an imperial commission with a remit to investigate the Caribbean-wide revolts. The Dean Commission comprised of Sir George Dean, Erskine Ward, and Matthew A. Murphy. It held 31 meetings between Friday, 13th August 1937, and Thursday, 2nd September 1937, and examined 135 witnesses. Among those interviewed were black middle-class politicians, planters, merchants, teachers, clergymen, bakers, lightermen, stevedores, and one seamstress. The first set of meetings of the commission dealt with the activities of Clement Paine, with the commission trying to ascertain Paine's role in the unrest. They were ably assisted by Grantley Adams, the first person to appear before the commission, who gave an account of Paine's activities in Bridgetown. The commission also heard from H.A. Vaughan that wages had not increased for 100 years. Bakers testified that they were locked in the bakeries at night while carrying out their duties, placing them in grave danger. The commissioners heard of the long hours of bus drivers and conductors who worked 12 hours per day for $4 to $5 per week with no off days. In its report, carried in the Observer, the commission attributed the immediate cause of the, I quote, disturbances, end of quote, to the deportation of Clement Paine and his speeches, which were of, I quote, a decidedly inflammatory nature, designed to create bitterness among the laboring classes towards their employers, end of quote. The report also admitted that there, I quote, was a large accumulation of explosive matter in the island, to which the Paine incident only served as a detonator, end of quote. However, for the commission, the real cause of the rebellion was economic, and overpopulation was deemed as the chief culprit. This report of the unrest, or Dean Commission, first carried in the Observer newspaper on this day, January 15, 1938, gave Barbadians a full overview of the social and economic conditions existing at the time.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.